Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
And welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith, Jr. We are in the studio right now. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
So let me do this because I never do this. And it's because of my personality that I guess I should try to change that a little bit. I never introduced myself.
Oh, that makes sense. So, yeah. All right, then. Yeah, okay. Let's go. You introduce yourself.
I never introduced myself.
I never thought of it.
We can start over.
No. Just tell the people who you are.
So my name's Tempest. I am the executive assistant to Antonio T. Smith, Jr. But I never introduced myself, so
they
don't
really
find out
true.
My name until, like, the end or something.
Yeah, like, lawyer podcast is like, oh, my God, who is this lady? And maybe, hopefully we put it in the description or something. Who knows? Maybe we did that. Oh, my God.
It is,
so you're like, oh, my God.
Okay. That is for cool. Sure.
Well, you're not just my right. You're not just my executive assistant. You started off as a not even close. No. See, that's your personality right there.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Oh, I don't know where you're about to go with this.
Well, I'm about to go to the truth. You started off as a secretary. You've been promoted. How many times have you been promoted? It's more than five, that's for sure.
I don't remember.
All right. We'll just go with six then.
Oh, that seems too much. Okay, so I started as a secretary. I got promoted to your, it was like a fancy secretary, like executive secretary, something like that.
Then
I got promoted to your executive assistant. Then you tried to make me your project manager, and probably like the first time ever in history, I argued against a promotion.
Well, you got the promotion. You didn't get the title. You didn't want the title.
I didn't want the title.
To get called executive assistant.
Yeah. So
and
I'm
now,
basically.
Go ahead.
I am
go ahead.
Basically.
No, don't use basically. You are.
I am number two, as you say, all things Antonio T. Smith, Jr. But I'm
right.
Most passionate about being your executive assistant, which is. Well, I argued that promotion down.
Well, which is fine. I just wanted, because there's an assistant on here. There's a secretary. There's someone in a position who is like, well.
You know what?
I'm just, yeah, that's why I was there.
You're right. Okay,
uh-huh.
So let me
this.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, so I am super, super, super passionate about anything administrative, professional, like receptionist, secretary, whatever. So let me, because you normally do this, let me shout out to all the administrative professionals in the world. Because it's good to hear other people tell you you're doing a good job, but sometimes you have to tell yourself. Or sometimes
Amen.
It's good to hear from someone else in that same role as you. So
sure.
I just want to tell all of the administrative professionals, you guys do an amazing job each and every day. So thank you for your selfless acts of kindness Sunday through Saturday from dusk till dawn.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome. I have no idea what we're going to talk about today. but I love this conversation right now.
No.
There's someone's listening right now, and they're a janitor. There's something that people say is not important.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And that's not
true. Exactly. That's absolutely correct.
Not
it's not true. Exactly. Exactly correct. It's not true. And so she rose from the bottom of the bottom. Many people qualified, right? But now she's number two in the film company I own, the recording label I own.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's a bunch. The real estate company, it's just a bunch, right? So, you know, she's number two across the board, right? So don't despise small beginnings. We'll say that.
That
so
is true.
All right. So there's an assistant out there that needed to hear that. Okay, go with your topic.
Actually, you came up with this topic. I'm just following your lead, actually. But you still don't know what it is. So this week's topic.
Hold on. I'm confused. How did that happen? So I came up with a topic, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Although I have no idea what we're talking about. But we'll explain that.
Okay, so since I'm your assistant, a couple of months ago, you gave me a list of topics that you wanted to discuss. And I saved that list of topics. And we never visited those list of topics because business got busy. So I saved these topics from months and months ago. But you're the one who came up with the topic.
Wow.
You still don't know what it is.
How often have I come up with topics?
You come up with topics all the time. You don't think so?
We talk and I come up with topics. You just be listening and I'd be saying stuff. You're like, oh, that's a topic, right? Okay, that's fine. Okay, I got it now. I got it. So what are we talking about?
Okay, but one day you didn't make this list.
I do remember that. So it must have been something I saw or something it must have been something I felt needed to be said. So let's go with this. I like this. So what are we talking about?
So today, sorry. Today,
no, you're right.
We are talking about tapping into the greater you. Like, I would not come up with a topic like that. This is all you.
I remember that. I remember why I did that, too.
Okay, great. So you can just get started because I don't even have a question.
Okay. I remember because, see, the deal is you got a lot of people. So I speak around all the time and I get to do, you know, lots of speaking engagements, which I'm very thankful for. And I had a guy ask me a super excellent question. He was like, well, hey, listen, man, I've got exactly what I want. But I want more, not from a selfish level. I achieved everything I wanted to achieve. But I don't want to die yet, right? There's that actualization, I think psychology calls it, right? Like, I don't, I'm not done. Like, there has to be more that I can do. So that's why I came up with how do you get to the greater you, right? Or whatever the topic is. I remember, it was a great question, and it was actually one that stumped me for a second, and I remember giving the answer. So let me give you guys this answer. If I was going to do this with you guys, if I were you, so we're always talking to the people who don't have much, right, or who have, but what if you're on this podcast and you like this podcast, but you're a lawyer, you're doing well, right? You know, you listen to this because I'm saying so, but you make six or seven figures. You have a house and the two and a half kids and the, you know, that's what they say, right? You know, and the BMW and, you know, you're doing well. How do you get to the greater of your wellness, right? That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's totally fair.
That's very fair.
Yeah, it's totally fair. So here it is. I would stop creating goals And I'm like, oh my God, hold on, that doesn't make any sense at all. Oh, wow, goals got me.
Wait a minute, that goes against everything I've ever learned.
It does.
What?
It does. It does. I would stop creating goals, and I would create defining moments. Those are two different things.
Mm.
Yeah, goals are something you can attain, right? You know, I would start chasing defining moments. So let's say let's start. I brought up lawyer first, so let's go with lawyer. You're a lawyer, mm-hmm. and you make seven figures,
mm-hmm.
and you have a wonderful house. Well, maybe you don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Maybe you want other people to pay your mortgage. So you make a defining moment. A defining moment. Listen, think about this moment. Wow, this was that moment. So maybe you go, okay, how do I get other people to pay my house? And you start thinking of real estate, and you go, okay, well, I need. My mortgage is $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month or whatever. Then you go chase the defining moment. And that defining moment is someone else is going to pay my mortgage every month. So there's going to be an asset, right? It's going to have to be someone else, an asset, although someone else could be an asset. That's going to pay my mortgage. So that's $10,000, right? You're not saying I want to save $10,000 a month. You're saying I want to create assets enough to where it takes care of my liability, my house, right? Even though you own it, it's still a liability. We won't get into that in this podcast. But, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. Then you meditate on that. How can I get that? And then you start creating sources of income. It may be owning a cell phone company or franchising into a, I don't know, Little Caesars or something. I don't know why I said Little Caesars, but right, you know, or McDonald's. And what you do is that defining moment gets you more things because you can't get to $10,000 coming in a month just to pay your mortgage without doing things that create $10,000 a month. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you wind up owning a business that employs 54 people. But then you got to get another one because it brings you in $3,000 a month, but you got a $3,000 loan paying for that building. So you're netting zero. So now you got to go get another business. It brings you in $3,000 a month. But now you're $7,000 short. So now you have two businesses, and now you're employing 108 people, right? And then you go start doing real estate. And it's just like Monopoly, right? It's the rules of Monopoly are real. It's real life. You get your little greenhouses. You start with one greenhouse. You get four greenhouses and you trade in for a big red hotel. Does that make sense? Right? Start small and then you trade in for something big. And so now you're owning an apartment complex and two businesses. And of course, you want to give back, so you start a scholarship fund. All right. So your name is Oscar De La Hoya. I have no idea why I came up with the famous boxer, but we're here, so let's keep going. Right? So you start the Oscar De La Hoya 2 Scholarship Foundation. Another, right? All the things, these things happen, but now you're making $6,000 a month. But now how can I get this other $4,000? You just meditate on it. You keep thinking about it. Well, you know what? I need to start a car business or I don't know, right? Or maybe I can become a private investor. Now you became a private investor. And on your way to this defining moment, you've created this massive legacy where not only have you achieved what you wanted, but look how many people you helped on the way to get what you want. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the crutch of how you get to the greater you. A goal. So your goal is to graduate college. But right. So let's break that down. That's study. That's achievable. Not party too hard. That's achievable. Make good grades, that's achievable, right? So these things don't really define your life. They just keep you on track to getting a college degree. But when you have a defining moment, you never planned on owning a Little Caesars, a McDonald's, and a Cricket Wireless store, right? Or you're right? You never planned on investing in, like, so I currently invest in stocks right now. Last year, I was not an investor in stocks. I just wasn't. But I have a defining moment for 2016. I won't say what it is right now, but of course Tiffus knows, right? And there was no other way to get there without investing in stocks. So it made me do that, right? And if there's some other stuff coming along with it too, that, right? Because my defining moment is so big that when you guys find out in 2016, you're gonna be like, oh my God, what? And when you figure out what it is that I'm trying to do, right? You just got what I'm talking about now. She totally just got what
I'm
talking
about. No, I know what you're talking about. It's just... Yeah,
but it is huge, right? It's huge. It's huge. It makes no sense. My defining moment makes absolutely no sense. You'll find out in a little bit. I can't tell you now. There's too many subscribers, right? And I don't need people working to get that, right? We got way too many subscribers for only two working against me. But the defining moment is so huge. It makes no sense for a little kid from CPS custody to achieve this defining moment. But I can't get to that defining moment without a master's degree and all this other stuff, right? You know, without these things that are happening. Anyway, so that defining moment is making me do things that are just so awesome in nature itself. So if you want to get to the greater you, stop setting goals and start chasing defining moments, right?
Wow.
What I'm saying is really deep. It's huge. It's huge. And I'm not even making it up. One day I was reading a magazine. I don't even know what. Maybe it was Men's Health. I'm not even making this up. This isn't even coming from me. I read it from Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, right? The actor.
Okay.
He said, I don't set goals. I only set defining moments. Right? Hugh Jackman has everything, right? And it just dawned on me. That was a couple of years ago. I was like, oh, my God, that is life-changing what he just said. So I'm not even making this up. I'm just giving to you the vast knowledge that I have in my head because I read every single day, right? Tempest knows. I read quantum physics. No one, you don't know anyone personally who is not a quantum physicist that reads more books on quantum physics than I do, right? I mean, I just love reading, and I love science, and I love quantum physics. Quantum physics has become a passion of mine. Like, I know, right? And I'm a preacher. By trade, I'm a preacher. So there's no reason to be reading quantum physics, right? But I'm more than that because I'm more of a businessman. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, chase those defining moments. So if you're a lawyer, maybe you want... So let's go further with this lawyer character. Let's go further with that. So you achieve the $10,000. So now something else is paying your mortgage. But you go, you know what? If I did that with my mortgage, how about I do it with every last one of my bills? So now it costs you $20,000 a month to maintain your lifestyle. You got 10. Now you got to get 10 more. So you go and start more things, do more things or whatever that is, right? Or maybe that defining moment, it may not be money for you, right? Maybe you're a teacher and you're not a lawyer, you're not six figures, but you're by all set, you're a successful teacher. Maybe you want to be, maybe for you to be superintendent of your school district is a defining moment. Now look what that does. That changes your, you can't just have a bachelor's anymore, right? You have to be in a community. So now you got to do something in the Chamber of Commerce. You got to do something. You must be seen. And maybe you don't have those leadership abilities. So now you got to change your leadership abilities. You got to read books. You have to make connections. You have to rub shoulders with voters, right? You have to rub shoulders with lawyers. It forces you to change your circle. So you want to be the superintendent of school district. Stops you from just hanging with teachers who just want to be teachers. And now it changes your circles to lawmakers, movers, and shakers. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you tap into the greater you. Now, there's another way. There's another way. Besides chasing the defining moment, there's another way. Would you like to know what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you need to read a book. Well, it was that simple, wasn't it? It was that simple, right? You need to, your car, your audio books, turn your car into like what network marketers would call a mobile library, right? You need to, it may not be quantum physics for you, but it needs to be something, right? You always need to be. There's a vast wealth of knowledge out here. There's no shortage of knowledge out here. There's, depending on how you believe, there is this universal knowledge out there that you have access to, and there's never been a time on planet Earth that mankind, Homo sapiens, have lived where they can have access to information so well. And all of you should be thanking Steve Jobs, right? Because what he did, right, he actually did change the world. He actually did change the world, which is harder to do now because we have so many things. We're so technologically advanced, it's kind of hard to change the world. But here's what Steve Jobs actually did. He took all this complexness that we have, and he made it to where even 76-year-old people can access it easily and have, like, so it's not, you're not, it's not that you get this knowledge. Steve Jobs made this knowledge easy to get to. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you have all this knowledge. Go tap into it. If you want to reach into the greater you, number one, stop setting goals, chase defining moments. Number two, tap into the knowledge that's available to you. It's here. It's available to you. Tap into it. So surely you got a question out of all of that.
Yes, I do. So okay. What if you're not a lawyer? What if you're, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say average Joe, because some people may take that the wrong way. But what if you're not, like, how can I ask?
So let's say you work at Starbucks.
What if you work at Starbucks?
Okay.
And at this moment in life, you're like, I don't know what my question is. You're a manager at Starbucks or something like that. Like, and you're okay with that. You're content. You're not saying content, but you're doing what you do. You love what you do. What if you don't want to go out and own a Starbucks? Like, what if being a manager, you're okay with that? Like,
Sure. No. I can answer your question. First off, let me give Starbucks great kudos because to be a manager at Starbucks, and I don't even drink coffee, like, right? You know, like, Tempest has turned me on to this coffee. I have no idea what it is. She knows what it is. Do you know what it is, Tempest? Maybe they have to start drinking it. So every time I go to Starbucks, we meet at Starbucks, she has to order my coffee. And if she's not with me, I have to text her and ask her what it is. What's my coffee?
Like the caramel mocha latte?
Right. And it's got something strange in it, like 7 pumps or something. I don't remember.
Lord. Oh, you want your whole order. So it's a
yes.
Venti caramel mocha latte, 7 pumps of vanilla, extra caramel drizzle.
So I don't even know what any of that means, right? But so I'm still very confused about all that means. But I made her do that so I could bring up a point. I have no idea how coffee works. What she just said, I speak 5 languages. I have no idea what she just said, right? But I know what. Starbucks has one of the greatest business systems that ever is. They treat their people well, right? So if you're a manager at Starbucks, you're being paid well, you're in a great working environment, you have a 401k, you have health and dental insurance, right? So
if I'm not mistaken, I don't know what they're called, but like the other people at Starbucks, they also have a 401k, if I'm not mistaken.
Even part-time people. Even part-time people. Yeah, even part-time people, right? So Starbucks is a great business. That's why I chose it. That's why I chose it, because you didn't want to say average. And I knew anyone working at Starbucks, that's not average, right? Because Starbucks makes you above average. That's why I chose Starbucks. But anyway, so shout out to Starbucks for being such a great organization. And again, I don't invest, well, at least I don't know if I don't invest in Starbucks. I probably do. Who knows? Because I use a third party to do stocks. But
well, we go there like
Starbucks
every Saturday, so you do invest in Starbucks.
Well, I guess I do then, right? But so basically, you don't have to be a lawyer, right? Why does the standard change because you want different things? See, that's what I wanted to get to. There's one standard. You still chase defining moments. So if you're cool with being the manager, then you need to be – maybe you want to be the store manager, or maybe you don't want to be the store manager. Maybe you don't want to own it. Maybe you want to be the greatest manager to ever walk in Starbucks and work there. Well, guess what? That's a defining moment because that's a heck of a bar to raise yourself to because you can't be great without making other people's lives greater. So you have access to 100 customers an hour at the least. That's in a drive-thru. not to mention who's walking into you, and then the people you work with. So every day you should be planting some sort of seed of greatness that people are going to walk out to, and it's going to ferment in their heads and then sprout in this great harvest that changes their lives. But you can't do that if you're not reading a book, if you're not raising that bar of leadership. You can create a legacy as a Starbucks manager by simply reaching all those people. So the answer to your question is the standard does not change. You still chase defining moments. And then, but it has to be the greatest ever. That's not, so you're not just going to be a great manager. No, the greatest ever out of all the Starbucks. I want to be the number one. People, when I die, all Starbucks people are going to be at my funeral, right, of all the world, because they're going to have heard about me. That's a defining moment. And if you can live up to that, you will be awesome. And if you fall short, you're still going to be awesome because that's one heck of a lofty goal. Make sense?
Makes sense.
So the standard doesn't change when you try to get to the greater you. So I'm glad I came up with this topic because normally I have no idea what we talk about. Well, I should have known what we were talking about, but I knew the topic when you reminded me. But I'm glad I came up with this. I was talking to someone, and they brought this up, and I said, you know what? We need to address that. We definitely need to address. How do you get to the next level? Right? We definitely need to address that. So that's what I got. Another question?
No.
All right, another natural close. Just like last week, another natural close. We'll close us out. Don't forget to tell the people to go comment, like, and stuff. Outstanding.
Well, they just heard you. They just heard you.
No, but tell them again.
Okay. So thank you guys for tuning into this week's Brick by Brick. If you love what you just heard, if you dislike what you just heard, please leave a comment. We read all your comments. We read all your emails. And in the beginning, I pushed emailing us, but I guess I need to start pushing commenting and rating us. So please take 2 seconds to rate and comment. We would really, really appreciate it. We do take everything you say to heart, so we both personally read your comments. It's not someone else reading for us. But we just want some feedback. Because, like I said earlier, who doesn't like feedback? So, again, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate, or we really appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about Antonio T. Smith Jr., please visit revtony.org. That's revtony.org. If you would like for him to come speak at an upcoming event or engagement or conference or anything, revtony.org/booking. Fill out the form and someone or I will get back with you within 24 hours. And that's all I got. Oh, and go buy the book, He's Walking, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It's in stores nationwide, or you can also order online through Amazon, through Barnes & Noble, and through iTunes. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Well, she covered it. Keep walking, and as always, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune in to us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.